process of you owning the shop and everything you've been through, the main reason why I wanted to, like, have you explain that story again is because people don't see all of that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. People don't see that process. Yeah. People will come in here and then see that store or whatever it may be on how they view shit when they see somebody they deem as successful. Mm-hmm. Not knowing, man, it's been years. Mm-hmm. It's been years. I had to get this spot. I had to get a different spot. I had to, and people mm-hmm. don't know, like, the anguish that come with starting something and all your chips is in it. Now you got to move and do something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's, I mean, it's a part of the process, you know. People oftentimes ask me, how's business? And I tell them, one, is as well as you supporting it. You know,
as well as you supporting it, yeah.
Individually, because it's an individual thing. Mm-hmm. So if you, you know, you asking me about the store and you haven't bought nothing, you're going to feel that. And I want you to feel it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's something for $5, $10 that you could, you know, support to make sure that we have a store to go to. You know, a lot of times we complain about the treatment in stores we go to, but don't support the ones that we have that's focused on making sure, I mean, that's directly for us, because mm-hmm. I'm building for my people. Mm-hmm. I mean, inside and out, inside the home and out, you know. So family members and abroad, you know. So we have an obligation to support each other, you know.
See, and that's the biggest thing. And that's like one of the things that I'm learning, bro, that people will support you like verbally sometime. And in spirit, I guess, but they ain't gonna buy shit. But yeah, they don't. But or they don't see the value in them buying something from you. They don't see it as a priority. But we aware every name brand that's out there. Yeah. But when we know our boy got some shoes or a shirt or some shit that he's
it's
selling.
A poverty mindset.
Come on now, man.
You, if it were you, you'd be looking at that person. Mm-hmm. You know, so you know it's. I don't know if I said it on the last podcast, but I oftentimes see my nephew as myself. Mm-hmm. So I want to treat him like I want to be treated.
Yeah.
I want to wow him like I want to be wowed. You know, I mean, and with no back end. You know, it's not. I'm looking for him to do nothing except. Be a good nephew.
But that's the state of mind everybody got to get to, bro. Because I think a part of that shit is. Like, getting to a point where you love yourself.
Yeah.
Getting to a point where you've gotten over all of the dysfunctional things that may have happened to you or the ways about yourself that you don't like.
Yeah.
Once you start addressing that shit and hitting that head on, then you can remove you even possibly being a hater.
We don't spend enough time by ourselves. We rush relationship to relationship.
That's a fact.
And fall. The person that we get in the relationship mm-hmm. for the discomfort that we refuse to address relationships ago.
Nobody wanna look in the mirror. Most times, if you having a real deep problem in your life,
you.
Like some shit is just going wrong, mm-hmm. you just look in the mirror.
It's you. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
99.9%.
Yeah, and misery loves company. Like, that sounds like a cliche, mm-hmm. but sometimes that's how two people find each other.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they find love and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're in such a miserable state of being, you're going to attract that energy, whether mm-hmm. you know it or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You attract what you put out. What you emitting, you're going to attract.
A thousand percent. Yeah. Like men, I know a lot of men who find themselves in positions with women where you got a baby mama or you got multiple baby mamas,
mm-hmm.
and then you get to a point where you just resentful and you end up taking the shit out on the kids.
Yeah.
Nigga, that's kind of your fault.
Yeah,
like the inception of a relationship between a man and a woman, you getting at her, you putting in time to yes. woo her, however much yes. time that actually took,
yes.
that shit is on you. You got to make better decisions. I tell the young people around me now, I wish I would have thought that way. Like, nigga, having sex with a woman unprotected, you got to protect that like you protect your Social Security card.
Yes,
you ain't just giving that number out to anybody, is you?
Right.
It's the same thing because right. once you give it to her, I mean, ain't nothing you can do then.
Yeah, that energy's out there.
Mm-hmm.
What I realize about us young black men, or the young black men at this point, is we enter into relationships before we can afford to. And when I say afford, I don't mean monetarily. I mean healing. Have mm-hmm. we done the proper healing within ourselves? Have mm-hmm. we learned how to treat a person in a relationship? Have we learned what we actually like? I mean, have we learned how to conduct and maintain ourselves before we entertain a woman? Because women like a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, once they send you this way and you get there, they want something on the whole other end of the spectrum. And if you're not prepared to, you know, to create that median for that, you know, you'll be all over the place as a young man and not really know.
See, that's what a lot of young dudes don't know. You know what I mean? Especially that's how I was raised to a degree, where you kind of treating women a particular way before you even know who you are.
Yeah.
So a lot of just people in general don't take necessary time to get to know who they are. Then you can find the right partner, because you're going to attract what you are. Now, if you got an ain't shit stage in your life,
yeah,
and that's when you found your wife,
yeah,
you may have attracted an ain't shit motherfucker like you is.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you did.
So, you did. You see what I'm saying?
Because that's what you was attracted to.
And
the ain't shit part of them, the part that you could relate to.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it takes time as a man to... Like, that's why I think when going to high school and, like, college or going somewhere out of town, all this can be beneficial.
Yeah.
Because you need time to yourself. You need mm-hmm. time to, like, mm-hmm. really figure out who you are so you can know what you like. Absolutely. Like, a lot of men, bro, I'm telling you, they're running into hell of problems because, one, they don't know who they is, and, two, you've never taken the time from a boss position or in like a position where you in control of yourself, mm-hmm. where you said, from this position, I'm going to choose my mate. Not when I'm fucked up, not when I'm dealing with some healing because my daddy wasn't there or somebody died or any poverty, whatever's going on in my life. Mm-hmm. Once I deal with all that, then you're going to really be able to see who for you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to be able to. And the thing about that is it's a alone place, which is often associated with lonely.
Yeah.
You know, people get in that state. You have to be alone and deal with yourself alone. And if we're like, I talk to a lot of dudes and I ask them, have you ever lived by yourself?
Hmm.
The answer is no. You know, so they don't really, you don't really know yourself. So a lot of these dudes never really learned who they was mm-hmm. without a woman, you know, just as a man, just who they are.
Yeah, who they are. And some, you know, we got certain brothers who learn that kind of shit. They get forced to because they go to jail or something. Yeah. So you're forced to.
Yeah.
Be in solitude.
That's a terrible place to learn.
That's a terrible place to learn any goddamn lesson, right?
Because we forced to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a person. I do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's all I want to do is what I want to do. You know, and that, I don't like to be bound to what other people think is good for me.
Yeah.
Know? So, I mean, within reason, you know, and God is my head and my forefront, so... You know, I'm accountable to God first, you know, so the want to do is within that and after that.
Yeah,
you know?
But see, I think what happens is, because we was talking earlier about just our community and how we raise this shit, a lot of young dudes, the being involved in all that dysfunction, I think a lot of times it'll move you away from school. It'll move you away from education, mm-hmm. where you really kind of reject that shit to a degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on some real shit, bro, like the majority of individuals that are in penitentiaries in this country are black and brown. That's a fact. Like 60-70%. Mm-hmm. 30-40% of them is operating illiterately.
Mm-hmm.
Like they can't read.
Mm-hmm.
They can't comprehend the correct way. You see what I'm saying? I think what a lot of brothers don't want to admit is sometimes because you didn't go to school, because you didn't pay attention enough, I know some dudes, like, filling out a job application is a problem for them.
That's agenda, too. Coming from a person that, and I like to speak on this because I've obtained the American dream and the success based on what the common person would consider successful, owning a business, owning mm-hmm. a home, raising mm-hmm. my children, you know, the blah, blah, blah. I am one who feel like the school system intentionally didn't teach me. They intentionally passed me up, and they intentionally
100%.
Wanted me to be who we are speaking on
yeah.
right now. And
that's
so
fact.
It's a, it, you know, I,
that's
I,
a fact.
I don't not hold the brothers that went that route accountable mm-hmm. to just, I don't just give them, you know, just full.
Give them a pass.
Yeah, full pass, but. We have to be compassionate to, we're black, and that's they're in there.
And there's, a lot of shit come with that.
They're in there because they're black, and they oftentimes have us two brothers out here free thinking that it's something wrong with them because they were a victim of the circumstance, and we weren't. And that's how we ignore our brothers that's in disproportionate positions and unfortunate positions because we think, no, they could have did, they could do, and they could, but a lot of times their background and where they come from didn't support that.
Well, and it happens less times than it does, because I hate when people, when I'll talk to somebody about black folks having kids as teenagers, doing shit before they're ready, and they'd be like, well, nah, you shouldn't go the route of not having the kid or having an abortion or something, because that could be the next LeBron. Mm-hmm. So you just allow it to happen and we'll figure it out later. I'm like, nah, how about we relax a minute and make sure the family is together before we start something, before we decide we want to bring kids into the picture. Because we bring kids into the picture later, and now we ain't got no money, now shit all fucked up, and who we blaming? You see what I'm saying? And the cycle just keeps on continuing and continuing.
We're here to procreate. We just have to get a clear understanding of what that entails. You know, I was, my mom was very diligent about me not having children as early as I was, you know, intending on having them, you know. And
wait, I never asked you, did you grow up with your pops?
My biological father passed when I was 12. My mom married when I was about 2, so I grew up with a dad in the home.
A step pop, but like, but he was like your dad.
He was the man of the house, and he provided, and I was able to see a clear example of that particular portion of what a man is supposed to do.
I didn't know that about you. So So that helps a lot. So did you see a difference between you and like your partners that was raised around you that didn't have pops?
Very clear difference. So it takes me back from that. When did the dad get? When did he leave the home? And it takes me back to the crack era. You know, so this is when, and my father was a part of. I mean, I'm born in the 70s. And, you know, that hit in the 80s. So my, I don't. I've asked, was my dad ever into drugs? And I've never got a yeah. I've gotten no. But I can't understand why he and I didn't have really. I met him. I was able to, you know, get a couple of, you know, interactions, you know, but not enough to get a good influence. And I also think that my mom was intentional about
Not having you around him.
Yeah, like you know, this is who he is. I'm gonna let you know him, but I think it was very normal for her for me to not be around them because she didn't know her dad, so you know,
didn't know the importance of it.
I mean, thought it was good enough. Just you can know him, you know. But and she gave him leeway to come get me, and he didn't do his end too. So
that happens.
You know, it could be. It was, you know.
Yeah.
Average situation, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Because that's, I always look at that, man, like that. Once we get of a certain age, there's no excuse for our behavior. Like there's a process you can take, and there's shit you can do to like get on the journey of healing yourself. But the beginning matters.
Yes.
Like who raised you?
Yes.
Who wasn't around?
Yes.
Like you rarely like completely just get over the shit. You figure out a better way to deal with it. You know what I mean? So that's important. Like watching a man deal with problems in the house. Like I think sometimes when we have kids and shit, we don't even see the benefit of that. That's why like attempting to pick the right woman is so important, because then y'all can be in the house together, and we don't know what that house in, like being in the house together, bro. Look, I got 5 kids, 4 of them, they had to do the whole weekend shit. I was younger, going through a lot more, paying hella money in child support. I had to grow, you know what I mean? My youngest son, I got to live in the house with him his whole life. I see the difference in just the relationship piece, but also in everything I can be involved in. Because when you don't live with the woman and your kid is in another side of town and he get in trouble at school and shit, you got to drive over there, you got to go and you go off work, you got to go the next day or something. Sometimes you got to hit that shit when it's hot. Like soon as it's so many things I've been able to address because I'm right there.
You see
what I'm saying? So yeah, we got racism to deal with, and we got like the creation of just white supremacy isn't a myth. Mm-hmm. It's like a real thing that's still affecting our communities. That's why there's black communities because of racism. Mm-hmm. Like, they were actually created. All these communities were actually created. You see what I'm saying? Right. So we have to think about that. But at the same time, that's why we need to talk to our young brothers and figure out a way to get through to them so we can start doing our part too. Like, as far as how we raise our family. Because when we do shit the wrong way, quote unquote, mm-hmm. we kind of make it worse.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. You absolutely, you know, you get what comes with what you do. And if you're doing something low frequency, you're going to get, you know, low frequency turnout.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we was talking, you also mentioned something about like a self-confidence piece. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think it is with a lot of our young brothers? Like, I think, for me, I think a lot of the hate that we see from dudes, a lot of the why somebody won't be happy for you. You know what I mean?
We're wired competitively. We're wired to compete amongst each other instead of want for each other what we want for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That's a process, though. You got to get there. You know what I mean?
So it's a difficult thing to want you to win when I'm not in the position to win.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something, though. So, because another thing I see, like, just in our families, right? Like, the love is real tough, like too tough sometimes, meaning, you know what I mean? You'll owe somebody $15 for 3 months, and they be like, you know what I mean? I ain't talking to Jackie no more.
Yeah.
Because you know what I mean? Like we had cut each other off, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, how you feel about that as like black people and family? Like, what's like the point for you where somebody in your family you love and you know y'all got it together and it's just based on being raised together and everything? Is it a point where you'll be like, I'm going to cut him off? Like, I ain't fucking with you no more at all in life type shit.
I struggle with that, man, because, one, we conditioned that way, and that's one of our problems.
Mm-hmm.
We too quick to cut each other off. But I just had a situation where one of my girl cousins went to jail, and her bail was $500.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, I'm the one that gets the phone call, and usually I just, you know, do the little thing and don't make too much noise. But I said I'm going to reach out to the family. And I reached out to a few people, and you know, we couldn't get $500 between a few of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, that. And I watched this cousin do things for other cousins that was in that disposition.
Mm.
You know, I watched this cousin. You know, forget that it's a girl cousin, and the bill is $500.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Who's willing to let her sit in there? That's, you know, that just says if it was me.
You'll be sitting in there.
I'll be sitting in there.
Yeah,
and I get every phone call known to man about what's going on in the family, coming out the pocket more than people know, you know, to the point where I think if they really knew, some of them just would stop calling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If they found out how many phone calls I get, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was sad to see. So it's like, man, it's a struggle to be like, you know, I got some cousins and some family members that haven't came and supported my story. It's been almost a year.
And it's funny how, and I understand how that can feel. Like, that's a fucked up feeling to know. Because even like, so buying something, coming and buying something small, right? But just walking through the dough too,
Come see it.
Salute me.
Yes, sir.
Tell people about it. Because I be thinking, right, like we use all these different platforms to do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's why people I know, that's why I do what I do as well. I want to salute people who look like me, like in a real way, but actually doing an action. Mm-hmm. Like everybody on social media, you could be sharing your homeboy flyer. Mm-hmm. You could be sharing whatever he just posted. It don't take nothing to do that.
Bruh, but liking it though, they to the point where they won't even like it. I'm like, damn.
Well, I learned that about social media. There's a lot of people who come to me and talk to me about my show, and they never like nothing. They don't comment. It's a lot of people who just watch, fool.
That's cold.
Who don't participate
in it.
You know what I mean?
That hurts.
Well, when you're doing
what
something.
What we just went through just right now, and all the work you put into making this just keep going and keeping it going, I know that whole thing. You know what I'm saying? So for a person to just not click like when they see it and they didn't watch the whole thing, you appreciate it enough to watch it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't care if I know this person or not. If I just watch this whole video, I'm for sure gonna like it.
Yeah.
If it's my partner and they putting out something, I'm gonna like it. I'm getting activated. I'm gonna comment on it.
What if they just don't want you to know they liked it?
Why?
You know what I mean?
Why?
Sometimes that's yourself. That shit. You sometimes that's that shit, fool.
You hate yourself.
Yeah.
hate yourself. I mean, and okay, I'm willing though. You know, I'm willing to go through that because to me that come with it. Mm-hmm. That's what come with it. You know, it was a time when I had got to the point where with the MMOB brand, and I was like, man, I should just quit this stuff, man. I got this.
Why?
I had all of this stuff in this back room. It's not selling like I wanted to. Mm. I got more stuff than on top of stuff. I'm trying to get everything that, you know, the people asking for, mm-hmm. want, that's coming out. I'm trying to keep up with what's going on. And I'm not, you know, it's overwhelmingly growing back here, but it ain't selling. Mm. I'm like, man, I might as well just go ahead and charge it to the game. But I just couldn't. I'm not a quitter. I can't see myself quitting. Mm. So I said, shit, I'm going to open a store.
Go, come on now.
I'm going to go big. You know what I'm saying?
Come on now.
So I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to try to, I'm going to go to the next big thing and see what that do.
And I think you got to keep pushing like that because those are the steps, bro.
But what I said to myself when I was in the mindset, like, man, I should just quit. I also, right, the next, very next thought was every person that I've heard succeed and speak on succeeding has came to the point where they felt like quitting.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, this is a part of succeeding,
yeah,
feeling like quitting.
It is.
You gotta go through the part of feeling like quitting, mm-hmm. in order to succeed. So I'm like,
all those emotions. You should experience all those emotions while going through it. You know,
it hurts.
Because I think trying to be creative and do something outside of the box, it could be tricky, bro, because you still got bills. You still got to support your family. You still got to be engaged in the shit that your immediate family is going through while still needing that head space to actually work on something that's creative. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you have to get out of the norm of all of these things to get in a creative space. You have to get out of your normal environment. I usually create when I'm cutting grass. I usually come up with all this stuff.
That's what you're thinking about, yard. Yeah. Well, it's just difficult, though. That's why, like we was talking about earlier, with young dudes wanting to rap or open a business or be a barber or anything they looking at, mm-hmm. that looks like it's appealing, the biggest problem is you don't want to work at it. Like, you don't want to put up them 10,000 shots. You don't want to go through the emotions of...
You don't want it.
Because it be a moment. Some people have a little moment where something happened where it motivated them to want to do something.
But it ain't for everybody, though.
That's true.
That's what we got to understand, too.
You mean, like, business ain't for everybody? What you mean?
Business ain't... Some people just... Because they can't wrap their mind around the thought of being there, that's not... It's just not for them. I've tried to talk more people into business than words would allow. Mm. But the fact is, that's what I want, and that's for me. Mm. You know, I had a lady friend I was living with, my woman at the time, and I was trying to get her to help me with my business, and I needed her to go somewhere with me. I just wanted her to pick out the sunglasses for the women. Mm. You know, I'm not a fashion person. I'm selling what people want. Mm-hmm. You know, so. I'm asking her to do that, and she just came out and said it like that. You want that? I don't want that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, ooh, that hurt to the core.
Yeah, you but that's but that's and if like if when dealing with a chick, if that's like your woman, mm-hmm. that's like some fucked up shit though.
That
because
shit hurt.
If you chasing a dream, that's the worst thing possible to have a chick you rocking with who don't believe in it, because you. As a man, like that shit matters.
Yeah.
That feels a particular way.
Yeah.
When you know, and that's when you talk about the woman you live with, like the woman you're really giving your time to.
I'm putting everything I'm selling, I'm bringing this home, what I'm producing, I'm bringing home. And my woman, I want her to feel the benefits of being my woman. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, it hurt. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
But that's a sign right there too, though, because and like we was talking about earlier, a lot of times people don't really see it if they don't see a whole bunch of something attached to it. Mm-hmm. If they don't see a whole bunch of money, if they don't see a whole bunch of something, but it's a process.
And I'm a wild boy, man. I'm thinking so far out the box that I gotta be compassionate to the point. I understand.
Hmm.
I understand. Like I'm a continuation graduate, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And at this time, I'm a homeowner and the business owner of two businesses. Like the two don't, you know. To be honest, I don't think my parents seen it in me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how it be, though, bro.
Yeah. And I don't fault them either, because you got to be, you got, like I said, you got to be crazy to really, you got to be kind of crazy. You got to be crazy to put it on the line. Like I told my children when we first was getting the first barbershop, I said, of course I had the money, but I was like, get y'all penny banks. This is what we've been saving for. So they could have a part of the investment. We invested in our own business. Mm-hmm. So they could be involved in that. And you know, I'm going to grow this for us. And they're going to reap the benefits of that. Those penny banks when they was young, mm-hmm. You're going to benefit from that.
But that's them watching you do that too. Mm-hmm. That's a part of this process. Because it's like doing something outside of the box, it's a whole thing to it, bro. And sometimes a piece of it is just the inspiration you may provide to people who watch it. Mm-hmm. If watching you keep going, watching you mm-hmm. stay involved, because
gotta be a dog.
Like we was talking about school, you write about how school do all of us, because mm-hmm. school is conditioning you to be a worker. Mm-hmm. Like that's the reason why they're not teaching you about stocks and bonds. They're not teaching you about how to open an LLC. They're not teaching you how to open a trust for your family.
Right.
They teaching you robot shit because they want you to go out into the world and actually get a job and just become one of the sheep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's to step outside of that box. It's difficult, but it's possible.
It's very possible, but it comes with the believing in yourself, the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I think that's looking in that mirror. Like really, really taking a few minutes to look at yourself in the mirror.
That's
look
the only way shit really changes.
Look at yourself, though. Yeah. Like, for real, like, really critique yourself. Yeah. Like, you know what you're looking at, like, what you doing. Like, really check yourself, you know. And that's your place to believe in yourself, because you can tell yourself what you can do anything.
Real shit. Hey, something else I want to talk to you about, like, on a lighter note that I was thinking about while I was driving over here. You seen that Cat Williams interview, right?
Yeah.
And everything involved with that. What's your take on, like, because I never talked to you about nothing like this before. What's your take on, like, men wearing dresses? Like the Hollywood thing.
Hello, man.
Where some of these dudes in Hollywood may be playing on the other side for some bread, may be capitulating and doing all kind of shit. You know what I mean? So you think a dress is connected to that? Or you see a nigga in a dress and you just be like, whatever. It's just comedy.
Earlier, when I was younger, I saw it as comedy. It's funny. It's what you don't see. A man in a dress, you know what I'm saying? It's funny. But mm-hmm. now that I understand the agenda, now that I understand they trying to target your son
mm-hmm.
to convince him that, oh, this is okay, now I'm like, man, it's not even funny. Now it's not even funny no more.
No, hell yeah, fool. You know what I'm saying? It's a complete emasculation of black men. Like,
yeah,
all the top actors... This is just my opinion. Most of the top black actors, they've approached them with that, like, to effeminize you. And to me, I think a part of it, too, fool, is just to see what you're going to go for.
Yeah.
Like, what you going to say yeah to? Because in life, in general, people got to get used to saying no. Like, no is way more beneficial than saying yeah to
shit. That don't fly in Hollywood.
You know what I mean?
No don't fly in Hollywood.
And if you want to, I think, to get to a certain spot.
To get anywhere.
I don't think. So you think...
Everybody. Yes. Yeah.
Wait.
We already talked about it. You want to dig back into it?
So you think everybody is on some bullshit?
Yeah, every one of them. they have a job to do. You know, I make stuff up in my mind. So I came to the point where you get a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody with a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, like, they get this little, here go the cell phone. We're going to call you on this one. We call you. Go on and enjoy the money. You got that, which is your money, your whatever package we gave mm-hmm. you, whatever you signed for. This is a cell phone. We call that cell phone. We're going to have some stuff that you got to do that's pertaining to this money you accepting. That's in the deal you just accepted. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's a slow and
gradual pride. Yes, not as just bam, like
first
you just
come to the party.
Yeah.
And you saw that over there. You know what I'm saying?
First is just show up on time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then it's take this. Mm-hmm. And then it's drink that and eat at this restaurant. You know, it's just
get to telling you what to do slowly but surely, and then to get the group. I think most of Hollywood is like that, because when you get like a Cat Williams or a Dave Chappelle or anybody, Corey Holcomb even, who think outside of the box, they get villainized.
These are independent people.
They get villainized. I think whenever you see a situation, who's ever outside of the crowd, you need to look at what they doing. They might be right, because most motherfuckers just follow suit and willing to do anything for money. And people will say what they won't do for bread, fool, until they get in that situation.
Table.
You know what
I mean? This is how I see it. I see it like sheep in a herd.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I see it like we walking along this fence, and over there is the grass. The grass, and for me, I just jumped over the fence. I'm gonna just take a chance. And just,
you ain't wanna do that shit no more.
Because everybody over here head is up somebody's ass as they walking in the herd.
That's how they want you.
And I don't want to do that. I want to do what I want to do. And when I jumped over there, it's been green. I've been, hey, Neff, hey, cousin, hey, sis, hey, everybody, come over here. I convinced my sister to quit her job. Like, why are you working for them people when you can work for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And after a few years of really getting hung up on,
she finally
she told me one day she quit her job. You know, they was getting on her nerves, and I still standing on what I'm standing on. Like, you doing your own business, you making enough money. Mm-hmm. The time that you put in there, you could put that into your own business. And for the last few years, she been doing it, and she, you know, looked back and was like, she was happy that she did that. Mm-hmm. You know, man?
So I think,
like,
independence is...
We can do that.
And you're right.
We can all do it.
Yeah, that all plays into the same shit. The independent mindset helps, because when you're dependent on people, sometimes you're willing to capitulate. You're willing to do anything. That's why you got a lot of them brothers. That's why you got a lot of them brothers on some bullshit.
They compromise you. You can't go see your son play baseball, because we need you at this time, and
that's why sometimes a lot of people will say, like, a millionaire, or there's a lot of rich people who are miserable because it ain't about the money, fool.
I tell my nephew, we've been talking about this this for the last few weeks. I tell him the top and the bottom is the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The same thing that people go through at the bottom, people at the top. They say it's lonely at the top. It's lonely because of a whole lot of things. You know what I'm saying?
There's not a lot of people
up
there.
It hurt up there like it hurt me. You know what I'm saying? You got to find that medium where enough is enough, and you're satisfied, and we have to stop living to the standard of what society tells us is good for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A Honda and a Mercedes do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a standard on that to make each other feel better or worse about who we are. You know?
That's real shit. No, that's something we definitely suffer as black folks. Oh, something else I want to touch on with you. So, because we around the same age, so we was around when Bad Boy was really popping. Like when Puffy them niggas was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel about how all this is playing out? Like, we see the shit that happened with Suge, right? It's well documented what happened with Pac. And we was right there for all that shit, you know what I mean? But everything playing out with Diddy, it's crazy, man, because when you look at everything from the history of all that shit, it's like, dude was up to something. Like, dude, because I don't know how much of the things they saying about him is true, but where there's smoke, there's fire. Like, I think, because it's been a lot of people who've died around this man, like, literally died around him, sitting next to him, the same venue, he always the one coming out clean, you know what I mean? And, like, we talking about Hollywood with all the freaky shit these niggas be doing in Hollywood, it could be the same thing. Like, to me, on some real shit, Puff could have been, like, a part of some little gay mafia or something. You know what I mean? Where
it's very possible.
Where he was protected or something. Because I'm like, why this nigga the only one left standing? You got to look at that kind of shit. You know what I mean?
It's something to be looked at, but it's a part of that deal.
It's a part of that deal they give you,
part of that deal. Everybody got a part to play. You got this many people to bring in and to do this with. I mean, it's not... artist is always complaining about being broke.
It was always something. It was always something. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Mace got away.
Yeah. Mace, and it's funny how... something I read that made hella sense to me. Most of the artists leave, nigga, and go to church. Like, go to a faith.
Because, yes.
You know what I mean? They'll just move on and start doing some other shit, nigga. They got to get religious.
Because it's demonic.
Man, and that energy.
They're trading money for when they say selling their soul, they're actually just doing a bunch of things that they wouldn't have never done,
mm-hmm.
to the point where they can no longer look themselves.
Yeah, selling your soul sounds outlandish and kind of spooky.
Yeah.
But in reality, you just agreeing to do a whole bunch of shit until all of this shit adds up.
Yeah, and then you can't look yourself in the mirror no mm-hmm. more, in the mm-hmm. face, and feel good about you no more, because you know you didn't been a part of all kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, low That's frequency.
Yeah, that's a fact. Because I know there's always a lot of shit going around on the internet as far as, like, with everything going on with Puffy and everything that happened with Biggie and all the players. And a part of that is bullshit to me. But also a part of it is we just live in a new generation, fool, where it's so many available platforms to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a lot of people who's been around a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So some of them is just saying, sometimes it's clout.
Mm-hmm.
But I think sometimes it's just, I was around, I want to share what I seen. You see what I'm saying? So everything don't be bullshit. I think it'd be a mixture. It'd be a mixture of both. You just kind of weed through it a little bit.
What business do they have? You know what I'm saying? What business do you have with sharing that? Why you want to share it? That's
attention.
Yeah, and that's
the relationship got fucked up.
Yeah.
Because if y'all were still cool, you wouldn't be sharing it.
Yeah, you want to expose somebody, or, you know what I'm saying? It's all low frequency. The industry has been perverted to the point where it's no longer the industry.
Hmm.
It's perversion.
Man.
It's about men wearing dresses. The women is rapping harder than the dudes. They rapping about whoring.
Bro, I watched
the dudes is whining.
I watched the BET Hip Hop Awards for the first time in hella years. I think last year it was on while we was cooking or something. In every hip hop category, it was a female rapper. This is real shit, bro. Like, the new artist of the year, the best hip-hop artist, not mm-hmm. female, mm-hmm. just the best hip-hop artist of the year. Mm-hmm. And it was all these chicks rapping about dick and pussy who couldn't really rap. You know what I mean? A whole bunch of them that I never even heard of. You see what I'm saying?
That's a part of the agenda. And
that's a part of it. And even, like, because our clothes used to be hella baggy, and that shit looked crazy. Like, if you look back at some of the pictures, I'd be like, goddamn. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, I believe in slimming our clothes up. Yeah. And that's always been, like, a fashion thing, too, to wear your clothes a little bit slimmer. Mm-hmm. So, I get that. But that shit's a part of the agenda, too, bro.
They perverted it.
And I think they won't. This is my view on the United States. I think in about 20 years, maybe even less, it's going to be like a homogenous society. Meaning, you look at a group of people, and you don't know who a man or who a woman.
Yeah.
Nothing about their physical presence is going to tell you what they are.
I was looking at my neighbor across
the
street, and I said, man, that's a damn shame. I don't know if I'm looking at a dude or a chick.
1,000%, bro.
And I stood there just looking just because of that.
Mm-hmm. To me, that's a part of an agenda, bro. I mean,
carrying a hood on her head.
Yeah.
I found out, after looking for a long time, turned out it was a chick. But I was like, man, that's crazy.
1,000%. Because... In to a degree, like, I don't have no problem with gay people. I know gay people. I truly don't view it like that. But that movement has been politicized too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I watch. Listen, I know there's a lot of gay people in all communities, right? Mm-hmm. Or enough to be represented. Mm-hmm. But fool, every TV show I watch, and I watch a lot of different TV shows on different platforms. They always shoving some type of gay agenda in there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When Barack Obama was in office,
mm-hmm.
he did a press conference and he basically said, I'm okay with two dudes having sex,
that
basically.
That was his second term.
And once he put that out there, all these bills start getting passed for him. They raised hella money. They politicized that shit. Now you can't even speak a certain way or they're going to come after you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They have silenced the alpha male.
1,000%, bullies. or they try to at least.
Well, here's the thing, they doing a good. They will attack your business.
Yeah, you gonna have to apologize to that motherfucking ass.
Yeah,
and I'm